Every presidential candidate thinks he or she has what it takes to lead the country, but can anything really prepare someone to sit in the Oval Office?
Gwen Ifill joins us now, moderator of Washington Week. Hi, you, Gwen.
Hi.
So when you're a candidate, you make a lot of promises. When you get into office, things change.
They change because governing and politics are so different. It's been so, what we're doing tonight on the program is fascinating to me. We have four reporters who've each covered each of the four last presidents, including President Obama, George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. And we talk about what a club they become and how once you become president, all of the competition falls away. Not all of it, but a lot of the competition falls away. You have to prosecute wars, whether you started them or not. You have to figure out a way to keep the promises you made, even though some of them cannot be kept. And you all grow gray in office. It really is a uniquely shared experience that only a very few men have ever had.
And Gwen, when candidates start running, and people may not think about this, they have to drop many of their friends. Why is that?
Well, because the friends sometimes can make claims on them which aren't useful when you're running for office. But the shrinkage really happens after you're in office, and then there's a bubble that grows around you, and all these presidents share it with each other. They all you've heard them all separately complain about what it feels like not being able to go out and take a walk, and how the constriction on their security makes it impossible to live a normal life. And some of them are extroverts like Bill Clinton, who like to go and actually touch as many people as possible. And some of them are like Barack Obama, who sometimes seems drained by it. But what they all have in common is so much greater than what their political differences are. I got the idea for this, doing the program this way tonight, from Michael Duffy, one of our regular panelists, who's at Time Magazine, and Nancy Gibbs just wrote a book called The President's Club. And it talked about how these people, some of them unlikely, like Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon, were actually a lot closer than you would think because they shared this unique experience.
I wonder, Gwen, in our final 20 seconds, what it's like for presidents who've had to deal with a lot of really tough stuff. They must take it with them for the rest of their lives.
I think they do take it with them for the rest of their lives, and the only people they can really share it with are each other, which is why the bonds are so tight. Interestingly enough, the one person who's not always the closest person in this club is Jimmy Carter, because he's such a freelancer. But generally, they all get along so well, and we have as many living presidents right now and ex-presidents as we've ever had, 5.
All right. Thank you so much, Gwen.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.